You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It is game day, coming to you live from Cincinnati, site of the Browns and the Bengals tonight at 8:30 national TV. Huge showdown in the AFC North as the Browns looking to get to 6-3. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Already had Solomon Wilcutt join us on the Ohio Business Machines hotline earlier in the day. Felt like I thought he gave the Browns a fairly good shot to win this one. But speaking of Ohio Business Machines, OBM, Ohio Business Machines, and Sharp Copiers, when it comes to Browns fans, their loyalty for our team is unconditional. Make your number one pick the preferred document services provider of the Browns, OBM. With OBM's exclusive guarantees and their designation as the only Sharp Platinum level service provider in town, they've made unconditional fans out of all of their customers. Only OBM has all the X's and O's for your office when putting together a Sharp product playbook for your business. Call 216-485-2000 or visit ohiobusinessmachines.com. When OBM is hashtag WI with you, you have all you need for the Sharp products playbook for your business. So get with them again, 216-485-2000. Or visit ohiobusinessmachines.com. We're going to go back to the phone lines now. Zagura and Wilhelm getting you ready for tonight's game. Starting, you know, I came into this one, Matt, a little bit nervous. This is the most nervous I've felt about a game. Didn't have that real good feeling, which makes sense. I mean, the Browns have been favorite 5 weeks in a row, and now they're underdogs. But as the day goes on, as I walk around this building, as I get a sense in this hotel about the mindset of this team, the players and the coaches, I'm starting to feel a very positive, very calm, confident vibe. How important is that? You know, did you get a sense back in your playing days, you know, when you're in the hotel, you know, okay, look, everybody seems to be focused, everybody seems to be confident, you know, is there anything that can be read into that, or are you guys professionals and everybody's confident and calm and feels good every week?
Not necessarily. I think the fact that they feel that way bodes extremely well on how that performance will, carry over into their performance tonight. And a lot of the reason why you see that calm and that confidence, because even on a short week, they have done diligence to the Cincinnati Bengals, meaning they've had crisp practices. They've dove in as much as they could on a short week as well into film to understand the concepts, the schemes, and also to the personnels of what they like to do and when they like to do them. And that's when you ultimately know personally as a player and collectively as a team and staff that you have done everything possible to be prepared, and now it's just a matter of time going by for you to have your opportunity and go showcase your abilities on the football field.
That's what you got to do, prime time. All right, back to the phone lines, 216-578-0850. But don't put on any special tape or you're going to get yelled at, Matt Wilhelm.
Jeez.
Let's go to Martin in Las Vegas. What's up, Martin?
Hey, guys. How's things going?
Great, man.
Everything's great. How are you?
Browns are 5-3.
This is going to be a great day. Hopefully we're not going to get blown out on national TV. That is my concern. But, I got my tickets on the Browns. You know, I'm taking the points. I'm taking the under. And I want to see a fantastic game. I'm going to sit back with the margarita. I'm going to be watching this game. And I'm going to have a blast seeing the Bengals get beat.
I love it. Martin sounds like a man in Las Vegas right there throwing out his, you know, I'm taking this. I'm taking the under. I like it. I love it. Let's go. You know, it's going to be a fun one, and it's a treat for people now who are around the country, Browns fans like Martin in Las Vegas, like our guy Chevy in New Jersey who, you know, may not have DirecTV in the Sunday ticket to know that they're going to get tonight in primetime an opportunity to see the Browns. This is a big game for this team, and it's a big statement game. It's a big measuring stick game as well, and hopefully the Browns will have an opportunity to come out and show tonight what we all believe to be true about this team. They compete with anybody, and that, more importantly, as Tashawn Gibson said, they know they can beat anybody. This would be a great team to beat. They beat them last time at home, lost on the road with that disastrous 31-0 second quarter. That's not happening. They're not having a 31-point second quarter, are the Bengals. That I will be very confident in. Let's go to Phil in Brecksville now. Phil, welcome to the show.
Hey, Matt, Nathan. You know, whenever we play the Bengals, I feel like kind of you do, Nathan. I don't know how to even figure this out. I think most of the time when we play the Bengals, it's all about the Bengals. It's not about the Browns.
You're saying it's about the Bengals?
It's always about the Bengals, as far as I'm concerned. If they play up to their potential, Nathan, you know, they've got Marvin Lewis, who's one of the longest tenured coaches. They have consistency. They never play to their as good as they can. But it's not about the it, We know with the Browns, they're not going to be able to stop the run. You guys know that. We all know that. Tom Rubin has been a disappointment. So has Desmond Bryant. They're going to be able to run the ball. They're going to be able to go some screens and some tight ends down the middle. As you said, Joe Hayden always takes care of AJ Green, but it's going to be about the running game. It's going to be about the tight ends, and it's going to be about the running backs out of the middle. I just think if they can get into the fourth quarter down 7, 28-21, I think they'll have a chance. But I don't feel good about this game at all.
Yeah, the ground game is very concerning to me because it's a team that if they can impose their will running the football, we have to start bringing a safety down into the box. I think it'll be very challenging on the back end to handle both A.J. Green and Mohamed Sanu. That's my biggest concern with this game.
Now, I agree with you as well, Nathan, and I think that if we do, in fact, continue to struggle running the football and we put the onus of on Brian Hoyer to make accurate throws consistently, if the rain is a factor or weather is a factor, that becomes a question. And then what you do is if you're not able to convert first downs and your defense is on the field, that just leaves more opportunity for two wide receivers, again, Mohamed Sanu and A.J. Green, both of which you average more than 16 yards per reception. Those ability to have those chunk plays, which break your will and you lose momentum and only builds more confidence and momentum for the home team in the Cincinnati Bengals.
That's exactly right. We don't need to give them any confidence whatsoever. Speaking of our guy, Chevy's in New Jersey. Chevy, what's going on, bro?
Hey, guys. Thanks a lot. Say hi to the Channel Cats in the Ohio River for me and have fun on Vine Street.
We were on Vine Street last night, but I think Wednesday night in Cincinnati, and the Natty's a tough night. It's a tough night.
All right. Well, listen, I think this is all about character. Ray Farmer has made character a huge issue, and we all know Cincinnati is not exactly has that on the top of their checklist, so I think that's going to really help when the going gets tough, and I think our offense is going to have a banner day. We can pass on them. We're going to run the ball. I think Isaiah Crowell is going to go crazy, and we're going to get turnovers. I think Browns are going to win this game handily today.
Wow.
I really feel good
about
it.
I love that. You feel good about it. Good. I like that. And you are as tuned in to everything going on as anybody. I know that. Big fan of the show. We appreciate that very much. If the Browns can't run the ball effectively in this game, the fact of the matter is, this isn't the same Cincinnati defense. This Bengals teams have been very, very good defensively and done enough as a defense-oriented team for Andy Dalton to do enough offensively. Now, there are games that Andy Dalton will go out and have monster numbers and win for you, but for the most part, Andy Dalton, I think, is in that similar category of quarterback to Brian Hoyer, where, you're looking for a strong defense, a strong ground game, and then Brian Hoyer or Andy Dalton, the quarterback, makes plays when it matters to get you victories. And there's no question, both Brian Hoyer and Andy Dalton have been winning quarterbacks in the NFL, but again, the Bengals defense is not what it used to be. I mean, right now, they're giving up almost 400 yards of offense, 30th ranked defense in the National Football League. They're not good against the run. They're not good against the pass. And the 30th against the run, 22nd against the pass. They're without their top corner, Leon Hall. They're without their best linebacker, Vontaze Burfict. They're hurting a little bit. And I think this is a game where the Browns are catching them on a short week at the right time in terms of a lot of those injuries.
You're right. And I think, again, you look at this roster, Carlos Dunlap was a name years ago, that was in the same conversation with that, $80, $100 million type of thing because he was getting to the quarterback at will. Geno Atkins is no longer playing at that Pro Bowl level. You also talked about already the two linebackers that will be missing. Leon Hall, their top corner, is out. Terrence Newman on the backside of his career as well. So there are opportunities for our offense to succeed with or without Andrew Hawkins and, again, without Jordan Cameron. We just have to be strategic and, again, use our scheme to our advantage. Brian Hoyer making accurate throws to open receivers because Kyle Shanahan has scripted up an amazing game plan. And I do feel we can succeed. The run game and how we determine the run game, again, a team that gives up almost 140 yards on the ground, success should be out there. We just have to go get it.
Just go out there and seize it tonight. Now, somebody who's going to give us the Bengals perspective is Jeff Hobson, works for Bengals.com. He will be our guest next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Update us on the Bengals' injuries, their issues, and get his take on this team, how it compares to years past, and how he sees the battle for Ohio going down. That's coming up next.